Thank you and good morning. Eureka police responded to a report of shots fired near a house in the 1100 block of Booner Street near the corner of L at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The gunfire led to the campus at Eureka High to be closed as a cautionary measure. And when officers reached the house, they found a metal pole underneath a bedroom window with several bullet holes. It appears the shots were fired from inside the house, and police searched for a juvenile male who lives at the residence, but were unable to locate him. There were no injuries reported, and the investigation is ongoing. The sheriff's office is searching for the driver of a white, newer model Toyota Prius, who is wanted in connection with a road rage and felony hit-and-run incident in the parking lot of Six Rivers Brewery in McKinleyville Tuesday night. The victim, who suffered significant injuries, told deputies he had passed the Prius headed northbound on Highway 101 and then exited at Central Avenue, with the Prius following close behind. He then pulled into the brewery's parking lot. The victim said he got out of his car and was walking toward the Prius when the driver accelerated and ran him down and then fled the scene in the vehicle. The driver is described as an adult white male about 60 years of age who had a short white beard and who was wearing sunglasses. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has identified the body of an adult male found lying alongside a roadway between Willits and Laytonville as that of 60-year-old Willits man Mark Terry II. Terry's death is considered suspicious, and he's a longtime resident of Willits. The Sheriff's Office reports the location and the condition of Terry's death points to foul play, and they have recovered his vehicle that was found in Willits following Terry's death. Republican lawmakers in Sacramento struggle to get bills out of committee and onto the floor of the legislature unless they have strong bipartisan support. Two new bills have that support and revolve around the issue of opioid use in the state. The first bill, AB 1748, would allow school nurses and trained staff volunteers to administer opioid antidotes such as Naxalone or similar drugs to someone who is suffering from an opioid overdose. According to the California Department of Public Health, as of 2010, enough opioid pain relievers have been issued to medicate every American adult every 4 hours every day for a month. A second bill, introduced by Republican Senator Rob Huff, would allow law enforcement agencies to administer a roadside mouth swab test for the presence of prescription drug use during a traffic stop in which the driver has already failed a field sobriety test. The National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration estimates that more than 500,000 Americans were injured in crashes that involve a driver under the influence of prescription drugs. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joe's Lab Services.
Officials with the College of American Pathologists reaccredited the lab after an on-site inspection of the lab's records, as well as examinations of equipment, facilities, safety, and management practices. The lab's area director, Warren Spalding, said in a statement that the reaccreditation is a direct reflection of the hard work and professionalism of our lab staff.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks has been in the thick of the city's attempt to find permanent housing for a rotating population of transients and homeless people who have been camped out in the Palco Marsh. On Tuesday night, the Eureka City Council voted 4-1 to add the Mercer Fraser property at West 3rd and Commercial to the city's emergency shelter declaration, and that could mean a shelter for as many as 40 people could open in the coming weeks. Sparks said the city, with its MIST team and cooperation with county social services, has been successful in finding a place to stay for many people.
We've had service fairs that have been going on down there every month. Those have been increased to weekly. We're working with DHHS in terms of where can they get housed. So we've used that process to get people into the MAC, and then from the MAC into more permanent supportive housing. DHHS, through their own programs, even outside the MAC, have been housing, getting people housed in the last several months and seeing some success with that.
The bigger problem, as Sparks points out, is that the homeless population never seems to lessen.
These numbers just don't seem to change. So I think you get some people out, you get new people in. That's really not the position we want to be in, is that this just stays in this kind of constant state. So we're trying to provide those kind of relief valves that just doesn't disperse this camping onto, other public property or private property.
The Betty Kwan Chin Foundation and HUM CPR have formed the Greater Eureka Community Outreach Project to house homeless at the Mercer Fraser site. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.